just to kind of take a few deep breaths, just that awareness. But I can tell that I have a lot of growth, a lot of work to do.
Okay, so just to make this perfectly clear, I just started the recording. So the first meditation will not be on the recording. And the question was, has there been any awareness in the past 5 years? And yes, so that is so good to hear because you're aware now of certain things. Like you said, I've got a lot of work to do, but, you know. And Sean, in the past 5 weeks, have you been able to use any of these techniques or have they done anything? Yeah. And be honest and authentic.
That's the only way I know how.
Good.
Yeah, I think tonight was one of my best meditations that I've had thus far. For the first few minutes, I wasn't thinking of anything. And I was following your cues to, be inside your body and then kind of have an out-of-body experience looking down while you're meditating or just thinking of ways to not let my mind wander and focus in on the meditation, which, again, being a fidgeter, that's been rare in the 5 weeks. But then at the tail end of this, my computer said my battery was going to die. So I frantically ran downstairs and plugged it in. But up until that point, it was great. So
meditation for the deceased.
I used various techniques. I do like the both breaths. The one from last week I thought was great. And this one's good too. I don't know
which
one. Yeah, they're both good. I find that focusing in on that technique makes my mind wander less, and I'm really specifically trying to hone in on that technique. And when I figured that out last week, when I had that moment of clarity practicing that, I've now tried to do that with my breath and with my posture and with, you know, every part of it. But it's a lot harder. The breath has been easy, but the other piece is not so much, if that makes any sense.
It sure does. I just want to go back to all the research that's done. We are actually rewiring these minds of ours, and it's tons of research is always going on. And this is why meditation has been such a big thing in the world, the last few years, especially that all of this stuff is coming out and you're starting to click in to some of these cues. And if you remember, the story about the genie, he went up the pole and down the pole because he always wanted something to do. And that's what our breath is doing. That's why we begin with the breath, because it gives our mind something to do so that we can carry on with the meditation. Okay. So it brings us in. Good. So I'm going to ask you guys a question now that you're relaxed and you're feeling good. I want you to think about some things that you think are just beautiful. I mean, beautiful. And I'm using the word things, objects, things. And we're going to stay away tonight of this meditation asks us to stay away from like people or animals because they can complicate that with, you know, with feelings. And everything else. So we go to an object and just go ahead and I'll give you just a few moments here just to think of some things that you just think are beautiful. When you come up with one, let's talk about it. Yeah. Can you think of something, Julie, that you just think is beautiful?
In the very early spring, when nothing else is blooming, when the first little, they're called anemones, and they look like little sky blue daisies.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just so pretty.
Oh, nice. What are they called again? Because I'm sure I've got them, but I don't know names.
Anemones?
Anemones, like at the beach?
Yeah.
Okay. And Sean, something beautiful.
I can stick with the beach theme because the first thing I thought of was the mouth of the Columbia. That just always seems to amaze me every time I see it. It's just so expansive and you can't figure out where the river and the ocean meet. But
are you like a buoy 10? Is that kind of down that area?
Yep.
Oh, I know. I'll tell you, my stomach can tell you where it ends and when it starts. I feed the seals. How does it feel, you guys? How did it feel to talk about that? How did it feel to open up and say those beautiful anemones? I saw a smile come through your face. And the Columbia. So how does it feel when you just talk about it?
I think it feels relaxed or like it's open rather than like closed.
Yeah. Same thing, Sean, just kind of relaxing, open feeling. Nice. So just like our minds and our thoughts can bring on a lot of stress. And they can do that. That monkey mind is still out there going, okay, when can I come back? The mind and the thoughts can also bring on beauty, right? So we just thought of something that was just beautiful. For me, Central Oregon. I love going over there. And the minute I get through the timberline, I take it over Mount Hood and I see the sisters and I see Bachelor. I take a breath. I take this breath of awesome. Somebody asked me one day when we were driving over there, what is it about Central Oregon that you love so much? And I said, it brings out the spiritualistic side of me. It is spiritualistic to me. I am, like you said, open. I just feel like there are no boundaries to my heart here. And it feels good to talk about. Look at me. I'm just like, I just love to picture that. So, It's no surprise that we refer to beauty as a feeling state. Okay? So we like to look for beauty. And it makes us feel good. Like I said, that child that said, somebody hurt my feelings. Well, beauty usually opens us up, makes us calmer sometimes, just makes it softer at times. And like that orange juice analogy, we want to get the stress out and that beauty is there to help wash it away. And wouldn't it be nice if we could just once in a while think about that? Yeah. So our meditation, second meditation for tonight is specifically called Object of Beauty. And we'll be calling up an object. And again, you guys did real well. You can bring that up if you have another one. But again, in this meditation, we stick with an object, a thing that you just think is so beautiful. And as you notice, you know, I didn't say, oh, this pretty dress, it's so beautiful. I'm thinking of beauty as this feeling state and I can bring it up when I think about the sisters, you know? So, yeah, you ready? This is going to be fun. And it's going to be a little bit more timely than the first one, so we'll get ourselves nice and relaxed, sitting down, and we'll go through some breath work along with it, right? So let's go ahead. When you're ready, close your eyes. And when you're in there again, let the breath say hello. And you can say hello back to the breath. Softness in the shoulders and tall spine. And we can just gaze at the scene of the mind. Just softening the eyelids, softening the eyes, And let's take once again a resurrection breath. So breathe in through the nose. Hold it in as you turn over to the left and two exhales. And then come back. We expand. And let's start right away with a sipping breath. And keep it going. I'll give you a few moments of sipping. Give yourself one more. And then just release the technique. And just notice the effects of this coolness. And we'll move on right away to the three-part breath. So exhale everything out of the belly and through the nose softly. Let's inhale, expand the belly, expand the rib cage as it's coming upward into the lungs. Hesitate. And then slowly and softly let that warm exhale just release the air out of the lungs, out of the ribs, out of the belly as it sinks deep. And we'll do that again. Inhale, expand the waistline. All the way up through the ribs, all the way up into the lungs, hesitate, feel that pause. And then exhale that warm breath as we release the lungs, release the chest, release the belly. And release this technique and just breathe. Glancing gently at the scene of the mind. Feeling the cool air coming in. The warm breath going out. Let's relax the jaw. Now paying attention to our breath, our nasal breath. We're going to slow it down just a little bit. We're going to give it a count of three as you breathe in softly and three as you exhale. Equal breaths. And without any effort, you might notice that in between the inhale and the outhale and the inhale, there are just a teensy tiny pause that naturally occurs. In, two, three, out, two, three. And then release that technique just back to regular breath. Relaxed body. Relaxed arms. And we'll go ahead again and visualize an object of beauty. Something that just is beautiful to you. Feel that sensation of beauty, that feeling of beauty. just keep the visualization on that as though it was right in front of you. Like we did before, when you inhale, you can just expand that feeling of beauty. As you exhale softly, just bring that in. Just allow it to soak in. You are there. As you're there in front of your object, can you sense any fragrance? Is there a fragrance to this object? Is there any sound associated with this object? In your mind, if you reach out and touch it, how does it feel? Just let this moment and this breath and this feeling just resonate throughout your body. Let this feeling fill your shoulders. And for just a moment, we're going to just turn to this feeling and see if you can stay with it without the vision, without the vision. Stay with the feeling. Feel free, if you lose the feeling or it starts to float away, to come back to the visualization. Once again, let that feeling expand to your shoulders as you breathe. Let the exhale soften. Let it expand down your arms to your hands. Once again, feel free to come back to the visualization anytime you need to. And if you can, just go back to the feeling. And bask in this. Let the belly take it in. Let this softness of beauty just travel down the legs. And as you inhale, let this feeling expand through your body. As though your body were just expanding out in 360 degrees. As you exhale, exhale into the softness and let this expansion stay. Keep coming back when the mind decides to tap on your shoulder, come back and visualize. Is this soft? Is this open? Is it joy? And now come back. Come back to the breath. Come back to the inhale and the exhale. Know that this feeling will stay with you, even though we are coming to the end of this meditation, the feelings can stay. And when you're ready, just slowly, slowly open your eyes. I'm going to give you just a moment with your eyes open just to feel. Just to feel. Is that nice? Were you able to tap into that pretty well? I hope you guys, it was great watching you. And joined you a few times, but yeah, you looked relaxed. You did. You looked relaxed. So meditation as a feel, or beauty as a feeling, again, is a state. It's very, very similar to the sensation of love, but it doesn't have the complications of love, right? So we stick with an object. Okay. Now that's not to say, because I know so many people will take me, I have these conversations all the time. People take me very literal. Like, but sometimes thinking about somebody I love makes me feel good. Oh, sure. But this meditation is about a thing. Okay. So we can turn to this object. So this week, hopefully you can come back from time to time when things get a little tough. Think of when you have a chance, think of something. It can be a different thing every time. You might just be walking down the road and see something so beautiful. And if you do and it reacts, feel that. Notice that feeling. And then I want you to ask yourself, how is this different from the sensation of stress? And that's kind of a mean question to ask. Like, you know, I got to go back to stress, but I want you to ask yourself during the week, how is that object of beauty different from the feeling of stress? Okay. It's a good question to ask, and you might come up with some different answers here and there, or you just might come up with some feelings. How is this different from the feeling of stress? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to finish with loving kindness, okay? And that, again, is meant to bring it all in. And that, again, is very much like our orange juice analogy. To wash it out, we're bringing in loving kindness, but we're giving it out, not just to us, because we can fill ourselves up very well. But again, we're bringing it out, taking it out. And so I'm going to just exemplify this really quickly, because again, people tell me, well, you just don't give and let people do what they want to do. No. So just a quickie. I have a person in my life that I've had this person in my life about 24 years, and she's a mean girl. You know, kind of like that movie, that play that's out. She's a mean girl. And she talks bad about me in front of me. She insults me. She lies to me and she makes up stories about me. I mean, she is a mean girl. And for years and years and years, I cried and cried and cried and I tried to make her happy. And I tried to make amends and I tried to do what was right. And then a couple of years ago, I learned this technique and I just started saying to myself when she'd be mean and she'd be talking to people about me and just putting me down in front of people. And I just say, I hope you're happy. I mean, to myself, I hope you're happy. May life make you happy. May you be full of kindness. And you know what that did? That washed out all of that, those feelings. She hurts my feelings. And this washes that out. She doesn't know because I can't change her, but I'm not going to be mean back to her. And so I can be there and I have to be around her because she's a family member. You know how family is. So this is our loving kindness blessing as we're bringing it in and we're going to say it to each other. Okay. And it's nice to hear it. When we hear it, it's like the object of beauty. Okay. We hear it and feel that feeling. Okay. We're going to be muted or you can say it out loud without being muted, but know that it's being sent to you. Hear it when you say it to each other. Hear it in your own heart. And then we're going to send it out to the community of the world, because we want everybody to be full of loving kindness and see, feel how that feels to you to be sending it out to others. And then we're going to send it to ourselves. Okay. So if you'd like to, you can place one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, both on your heart. Or just cup your hands. It's up to you how you want them. Okay. Okay. Feel the sensation. Feel the beauty. Take a deep breath in, everybody. Bring my notes out here. Say goodbye to you. May you be at ease to one another. May you feel safe and protected. May you be happy. May you feel loving kindness, Sean and Julie and Sarah. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May you be held so that you may be at peace. Now let's say it out to our community, the community of the world, the community of our city, the community out there. May all be at ease. May all feel safe and protected. May all be happy. May all feel loving kindness. May all be filled with loving kindness. And may all be held in loving kindness so they may be at peace. And now to you to fill up. Fill up the body, fill up the sensations, fill up the feelings. May I be at ease. Yes. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I feel loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. And may I be held in loving kindness so that I may be at peace. Let's just say goodbye to one another. May you be blessed this week. May you be blessed, and may you be triply blessed so that you can be an even greater blessing to all others and to yourself. Thank you, everybody. Namaste, and have a great, great week. Think of beautiful things. See ya.